As you write your life story, you're far from finished. Are you looking to close the book on your job? Maybe turn a page in your career? Be continued at the Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. Our professional master's degrees and certificates are designed to meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. At Georgetown SCS, the learning never stops, and neither do you. Write your next chapter. Be continued at scs.georgetown.edu/podcast.
Hey, it's Wendy.
And it's Jess, and you're listening to the Food Heaven Podcast,
your online resource for delicious and nutritious living.
This episode is sponsored by Megafood, a maker of vitamins and supplements that are easy to digest and are formulated with farm-fresh ingredients. Megafood supplements are made with ingredients like fresh oranges, spicy ginger, and crisp cranberries obtained from farm-fresh partners. I actually have them at home. They're so delicious, and I almost forgot for a quick second that I was chewing a supplement. I'm used to swallowing bulky pills when I do supplement, and this was such a different and tasty experience. Their supplements are also made without any artificial flavors or preservatives. Megafood has the gummy vitamin B12 to help support cellular energy production, vitamin C for daily immune function, and vitamin D3 for bone health and immune health. You can find all of these at your local health food store or online at bettergummies.com. We'll make sure to include a link in the show notes as well so you can learn more. Now on to our episode.
Welcome to another episode of the Food Heaven Podcast with Wendy and Jess.
Hey, everyone. Hey. How y'all doing?
So we actually decided to do this episode based on a question that we got on the gram. And one of our listeners said that she was somebody who kind of wasn't really sure how she can maximize her food dollar in terms of where to buy her groceries from. And so she wanted to know, where do we shop specifically, naming names and giving some ideas for how we try to eat healthy, you know, within a budget, and kind of what are our go-to stores. So we thought it would be good to just do a quick little episode for you guys and kind of run through where we do our shopping and what that looks like for us on a weekly and monthly basis. So I'll turn the mic to Wendy and she'll get started with her routine.
Okay. Well, you know, my routine changes depending on the season. So during the warmer months when farmers markets are open, farmers markets are my go-to for sure, number one, numero uno. So yeah, they open up starting around May and they last through about November. So during those months, I go to my local farmers market, which is right by my house. I live in the Bronx here in New York City. And I stock up on, you know, all of my vegetables, my fruit. Sometimes they even have things like maple syrup and like things like bread and other goodies. So I'll get those at the farmers market. And when I want to get things that are more packaged, like maybe things like quinoa or let's say like canned beans, what else? Let me see, like nuts and seeds and things like that. I'll typically go to Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. Trader Joe's usually has more deals in my opinion. Like when I go to Whole Foods, sometimes I'm a little scared to look.
Whole paycheck.
Yeah, I'm scared to look at the total because I'm like, well, damn, there goes all my money.
Right. Although people are saying now that Amazon bought Whole Foods, the prices are going to go down, but I have yet to see that.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, so typically just farmers market once a week, I'll stock up on all the fresh goods. And then once a month, I'll hit up the Trader Joe's or the Whole Foods to get, you know, more of those pantry items. When the cold hits New York City, the farmers markets close down, most of them, and I get really sad because the only one that's open, or there's a few that's open, but the one that I like is all the way in Union Square, which is pretty far from where I live. So, you know, I don't really like commuting all the way down there, but sometimes I'll go, and I'll go once a month, and I'll just like buy in bulk like different fruits and vegetables, and I'll just freeze them so that they can last me a few months. So that's something that I do. There's also a market, a produce market, that is in my borough. It's in the Bronx, and it's called Leidig's Pick and Pack. And it's actually a market that I've been going to since I was a little girl. It's one of my favorite markets. It's kind of like an Asian market, but they have all types of interesting fruits and vegetables from different cultures. It's so affordable. And they also have organic options that are priced really well. So what I will do is, because it's in my old neighborhood, I don't live in my old neighborhood anymore, so it's not too close, I'll go maybe once every couple of months, and I'll stock up again. I'll just stock up on a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables, and I'll freeze them. You know, I might blanch them, and like especially for things like broccoli and cauliflower, like, you know, I want to make sure that I do it the right way so that they last and that the flavor isn't impacted. But yeah, I'll buy them in bulk and I'll throw them in the freezer, and I'm trying to think what else. And yeah, and then I still keep doing those monthly trips to Trader's and Whole Foods.
Wow. So it's interesting because we didn't talk about what we do beforehand, and I basically do the same thing, kind of. So what I found really works well for me is when I do meal planning, I've been doing it on a monthly basis. So planning out everything that I'm going to have for the whole month at once, and then it makes it so much easier on a weekly basis. And what that really looks like for me in order to maximize my money, mash money, is I also do the Trader Joe's once a month. And I look crazy in there because I basically have a whole cart, like it's completely overflowing. The bottom of the cart is basically overflowing. I have to ask for boxes every time. I'm like, do you guys have boxes? Because I'm getting like 8 soy milks, 8 almond milks. and so anyways, but they're really friendly about it. And I find that so much more helpful, and it saves a lot of money because Trader Joe's does a really good job when it comes to having, like, you know, pretty good quality stuff that's not that expensive. I love Trader Joe's, but what they don't do the best job at for me personally is produce. And so that's why I just can't go there on a weekly basis for all my different produce. So what I do is kind of get those bulk goods. Same thing as Wendy, like a lot of nuts and seeds, although I get those weekly too, sometimes in the bulk bins, or maybe monthly in the bulk bins at different stores because it could be cheaper that way. But if I know I'm going to use like coconut milk in a couple recipes, like it's definitely going to be cheaper at Trader Joe's. So I'll just kind of think about, like I said, on a monthly basis, what am I cooking and, you know, what can I get at Trader Joe's for a better price? So that's what I'll do. And then on a weekly basis, I will go to a local grocery store. So my two go-tos are, I just moved to a new area, and so there's a natural grocery. If anyone lives in the Bay, it's called El Cerrito Natural Grocery. There's one in Berkeley too. And I love them because everything is local for the most part, and everything is, all the produce is organic, which is nice. And I find the prices, yes, they are a little bit more, but with me balancing out, you know, having Trader Joe's be so cheap, I find that it still evens out to, like, for two people for most of our meals, I think it's definitely like under, well, no, maybe it equals out to $100 a week, but that's including the Trader Joe's stuff too, which I feel is pretty reasonable, like $50 a week per person. But I know everyone has different budgets. So yeah, on a weekly basis, I'll go and I'll just get my produce from these local grocery stores. Another good one, and I know anyone who lives in the Bay probably already knows about Berkeley Bowl, but if you don't know about it, you better be about it, because it is literally the best. Like, it's like heaven for people who love good food and love good produce. And so they just have everything, and they tell you exactly like what city it's from, so you know whether or not it's local. And I mean, definitely in California, we have a lot of stuff that is local kind of year round, or it's always accessible, and that makes it a little bit cheaper sometimes. But I do try to stick to specifically what's in season, just because like it's going to have more nutrition, and we know it wasn't shipped from far away, so it has, you know, a better environmental footprint. So Berkeley Bowl is my go-to, and they have great bulk bins. I highly recommend bulk bins wherever you go to get things like your whole grains. And if you're doing your beans from scratch as well, like, you can get beans in the bulk bins. I get nuts when I'm not doing Trader Joe's. I get my nuts from the bulk bins. I get granola from the bulk bin. And what else? Sometimes like sun-dried tomatoes, pasta, those kind of things. And so that's pretty much kind of what I do on a weekly basis. Now Berkeley Bowl isn't as close as it was to me before I moved, but I still do try to go there when I can. And I don't go to the farmer's market as much anymore, just because, like I said, they'll label where the food is from. And so I know it's pretty local, and I know that, like, they have, both of these places have kind of a high standard when it comes to, like, quality, and especially with the produce. So I don't go to the farmer's market as much anymore, but that's a really great place to shop as well. I'm trying to think if there's any other places that I'm forgetting. Like, do you get anything offline?
I don't. Typically, I don't get food online, but I do want to explore that option, because mm-hmm. I know that there are a lot of these online markets,
like Thrive Market.
Yeah, this isn't sponsored by Thrive.
It isn't,
by the way. But they need to get on it and sponsor this episode. But yeah, I have friends that do use thing like options like Thrive, and so yeah, it's something to consider. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I've used. So.
Yeah, and Costco too. Like, a lot of my patients, actually, a lot of them use Costco, and I think Costco can work really well. I feel like for me, and they're actually in my new house, there's a Costco basically like a couple blocks away. But I just have never really, it's a lot of bulk stuff. And I think that that works if you have a big family, but for me, yeah, it's not the best. But if that works for you, I say, like, Costco. A lot of people say that they save a lot of money at Costco for sure.
Yeah, I've gotten stuff at Costco and BJ's, which is kind of like Costco. And I don't have a big household, and so things have definitely gone bad where mm-hmm. it's like I just got too much of it and I didn't consume it, you know, by like the expiration date, and it just all went to waste. So
yeah. And we definitely want to avoid that, because then you're wasting money.
Yeah.
This podcast episode was sponsored by Megafood Blood Builder. Did you know that 1 in 10 women in the United States is at risk for low iron? Iron helps your body absorb the oxygen it needs, and low iron levels can leave you feeling extra tired, weak, cold, and pale. Made with real foods, Blood Builder is an iron supplement that is clinically proven to get your iron levels up without the uncomfortable side effects that can bring you down, even on an empty stomach. Just make sure to check in with your healthcare provider before starting any kind of supplementation program. Are you ready to get going? Visit bloodbuilder.com today. Now, back to the episode.
Yeah, so then I think one other thing to point out, just for people who want tips on where to shop or how to shop in ways that stretch the food dollar. So Wendy already mentioned farmers market. Those are great. And one tip that we have is to come a little late, right? Because, like, usually the farmers are, you know, they have all their produce still, and they don't really want to take anything back with them. So sometimes they'll, like, lower the prices a little bit if you get there a little bit later. Another good one that I always recommend to my patients is doing a CSA or a farm share. And basically what that means is community supported agriculture, and is a community, you kind of all, you partner with the farm and you give like an amount of money, like maybe it's every week or even every month, and the farmer will give you some of their yield in return. And so it's like, usually it is a gamble, I guess, because if they didn't produce a lot that year, say there was like some kind of random crazy, you know, natural disaster that happened, it might affect your yield of what you get. But I've only had that happen once. I've done CSAs for probably about 3 years in the past. So it usually never happens. But CSA is another good one. And it also is good because you don't know what you're going to get necessarily. So my patients tell me that it's a good time to learn different vegetables and different produce. And usually they'll have recipes included so that you can try those out as well.
Yeah, and I would also recommend going to some of these like cultural markets. Mm-hmm. Like for example, the one that I go to in my old neighborhood, it's like I said, it's an Asian market. And I have found that in a lot of these markets, food is way more affordable. And I just find the food way more interesting too. Like I've been put on to so many different foods at some of these markets. Like it could be an African market or a Caribbean market, an Ethiopian mm-hmm. market.
Indian, we have that.
Indian, yeah. Like with the spices, like you just get so many interesting foods and flavors. So that's also another great option to consider if you're looking to save money. And I also wanted to say that with the farmers market, like something that I do when they are ready to go out of season, I just look like a mad person because I stock up on so many fruits and vegetables so that I can stuff them in my freezer. So I'll like, let's say literally like the last week of the season at my local farmers market this past year in 2017, I think it ended like early December, I went in there looking like a mad person. I had like 5 tote bags with me and I'm like, let's fill them up. I was like, let's fill them all up so that at least I have a couple months of food to get me through the winter. And it's local, it's very nutritious, I'm supporting the local economy. So, and it's more affordable. So it's a great way to save money too.
Yeah, and a lot of people are worried about, oh, it's frozen, it's not healthy. Not true. Frozen foods are usually frozen at the peak of freshness. And whether it be frozen from the food manufacturer or you personally, because you went to the farmer's market like Wendy and then froze it that day shortly after it was picked, it's still gonna have its nutritional properties intact. So definitely don't be afraid of frozen food. And just for folks who are looking for, you know, local farmers markets in your area or even a CSA, one of my favorite websites is called localharvest.org. We'll leave that website in the show notes. And you can just kind of put in your zip code or your city and find out all the cool things in your neighborhood around like getting local produce. So make sure to take advantage of that website.
So with that being said, we're going to wrap it up. We hope that you found this information useful. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Food Heaven podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a huge favor. Leave us a review on iTunes and go ahead and do it right now. Because the more reviews we get, the higher we're ranked in iTunes, which means that we get to reach more people. You can also connect with us online. We're at Food Heaven Show on Instagram and Twitter. And on Facebook, we're at Food Heaven Made Easy. Our podcast is released every Wednesday. In each episode, we cover tips and tricks for making lifelong, sustainable, healthy changes to upgrade your diet and health. We also interview leading experts in the field of health and nutrition to pick their brains on how to cultivate a healthy life that you love. We hope you enjoyed this episode and we will catch you next time.
Bye.